Hello everyone, Michael Kerr here with another exciting episode of Humor at Work. This podcast, I've got some random work-related musings to mull over from my Work Bites report. Now, I know some of you are thinking, yeah, Mike, work really does bite. I don't mean it in a negative, sarcastic way. I mean, these are just little tidbits, little bites, little sound bites from my files that I've just pulled out. And every now and then, I just share these sort of random musings. So here we go. I've got six random musings for us today. The first one is this from Andy Law, the author of Creative Company. He suggests that pseudo-cultures happen when organizations focus too much on processes rather than on beliefs and attitudes. But we have to remember, culture is not a process. It's about behaving a certain way. So, the question is, are you focusing in your organization way too much on process and too little on behaviors? Because the answer is probably yes. Work bite number two. Surveys reveal that most employees feel a far greater loyalty to their team than they do to their greater organization. This is a great topic to bring up in your next leadership meeting or team meeting. What does this say about the nature of teams in your organization? Is this contributing to too much silo behavior in your organization? What can you learn from that team loyalty that you might be able to apply to the greater organization? Work bite number three, peer-to-peer accountability is the most effective form of workplace accountability. Every study bears this out. So what are you doing in your organization to strengthen communication between peers? And are you offering training in how to coach and offer constructive feedback to each other? Work bite number four. According to the book The Future of Management, a whopping 85% of employees are not fully engaged and giving it their all at work, which raises a few rather serious questions. Now, even if you think those numbers are a little high, we know from so many surveys that the majority of people in many organizations are not engaged. So what is your organization doing to engage their employees? How much is this costing you to have a lack of full engagement? Are you taking those surveys seriously that suggest that the number one kind of workplace people are most reluctant to leave are fun workplaces with good working relationships and high levels of trust? Work bite number five. Surveys suggest, on this similar topic, that many organizations spend enormous amounts of money attracting great employees, but virtually nothing, zippo, nada, to keep their employees. I think I speak for everyone when I simply offer up a hearty, huh? I mean, seriously, why are we spending so much money trying to attract great employees and then not thinking about the culture we're building and keeping them? Why are we not putting our energy, our focused energy, into building awesome, inspiring, creative, fun workplace cultures? Because it's costing us a huge amount of money every time we lose those employees. And work bite number six, a study reported in Science Daily found that humor has a significant impact on organizations, particularly the study found in three areas: enhanced creativity, increased employee cohesiveness, and overall performance. So, are you putting enough humor to work in your organization? Chances are you're not. And that's why you should probably cruise on over to my website, www.humoratwork.com. And now it's time for my Fun at Work tip. Create an official Rally Around emergency support kit designed to help out any employee facing a crisis or challenging situation at work or at home. The package should include, yeah, some very serious resources that can help somebody out in a really difficult situation, but augment it with some fun, morale-boosting pick-me-upper items that will help the employee maintain their sense of humor while showing them that everyone on the team is there for them and cares about their well-being. One of my clients actually has a rally crew with different employees assigned different responsibilities, including someone who is the DJ, designated jester, to help the person when they need a laugh, and several gophers whose job is to help the employee with work-related or personal tasks that will help ease their stress load in a time of need. And now the quote of the week from that always profound Seth Godin. In most organizations, you don't get in trouble for embracing the status quo. But you probably should, I would add. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, September is right around the corner as I'm doing this podcast. Now, no matter what time of year you're listening to this podcast, you can cruise over to the website, www.mikekerr.com, and find a listing of the wacky, offbeat, silly theme days and holidays for that month. I'm a big fan of celebrating those in the workplace, in life, in simple, silly ways, and there's an article on my website with suggestions on how to do just that. But here's some of my favorite kind of wacky theme days for September. September 5th, for example, is Be Late for Something, followed appropriately enough on September 6th by Fight Procrastination Day. There's Hug Your Hound Day on September 8th. There's Blame Someone Else Day, September 13th. There's September 16th, this sounds a little mean, Stay Away from Seattle Day. I don't know why, but you're supposed to stay away from Seattle on September 16th. September 27th, Ask a Stupid Question Day. And my favorite perhaps of the entire year, September 19th is International Talk Like a Pirate Day. Arr! Remember, to err is human, but to R is pirate. Until next time, everyone, keep putting humor to work for less stress and more success.